And we're talking about, Barney, this goes back, I guess, to the 40s, this thing, you think?
Yeah, with Artie Shaw's group.
Now, he played with a lot of people. He was one of the most recorded guys ever. I think you told me that,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, he is one of the most recorded guitar players in recording history. And it is amazing, as I went through and kept hunting and finding and finding things that amazed me, even. And I'm not amazed too easily with the music thing. But this, just to name a few, I mean, just, of course,
Artie Shaw's there,
Lionel Hampton, Charlie Barnett, Benny Carter, Buddy Collette, Sonny Criss, Ella Fitzgerald, Benny Goodman, Stephan Grappelli, Billy Holiday, Red Norvo, Anita O'Day, Charlie Parker, Oscar Peterson, Buddy Rich, Shorty Rogers, Sonny Rollins, Art Tatum, Sarah Vaughan, Ben Webster.
A virtual who's who in the music world.
Everybody. I don't know of anybody. The list would be shorter of the people he didn't record with. One of the things I found out last night, which was quite amazing, if you listen to any Ricky Nelson songs in the 50s, he was on the Ricky Nelson.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Amazing.
That just blew me totally away.
Yeah, he plays a lot of that. You said Oscar Peterson, right?
Oscar Peterson. And
we have this couple. Thank you.
What do you think it is that made a lot of these Muskogee musicians so so powerful?
Well, Jay McShann said it wasn't the water. I know that. I mean, we have no
idea. Well, Jay never drank any water.
No,
I don't know.
I don't know the whatever we called it.
Yeah.
the moonshine. But, no, it is amazing of how many came from this area and went on to great things, and I have no idea. I really don't. It's just...
We're talking about Barney Kessel this hour. Maybe you know a great Barney Kessel story. We've got... couple here, but I guess he was given a seminar or something?
He gave a clinic here in town. We're trying to figure. It was either 77 or 82.
Was Crow around then?
I'm not sure, but as I remember the story, I've got the tape, but it was told to me that it was either at the old Holiday or the Ramada Inn on 32nd, or it was at Crow Music. And I was trying to figure out when Crow Music went out.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Maybe somebody knows that. They can let us know. I know we used to go down there and listen to records every day, and you were always there in the booth already. We are saluting this hour a very interesting fellow and a very talented fellow, and that's an understatement, Barney Kessel, on our memory show, and he is still in Oklahoma. He's over at Edmond, suffering the side effects of a stroke, but are you telling me he still does some lessons or lecturing or something?
He still likes to teach. He it's hard for him to play and show, but he loves to still talk and try the best he can to teach.
For people who are not familiar, I just think Barney Kessel's a guitar player, played some way out jazz. He played everything. You were telling me he played with Gene Autry on a record.
Did a recording with Gene Autry, and I can't find which recording. He did an Elvis recording. I can't. Of course, if you look at Elvis's album, and he played with Barbra Streisand and all these others, usually they won't list the musicians that play.
Mm-hmm.
They're usually just the studio orchestra. But
yeah, he did a lot of studio work and good money, and he was well in demand. I guess he could work all day and night if he wanted to.
Oh, yeah, that's the great thing. You'd go home at night.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the Tonight Show band.
Sure.
A lot of those guys did recording during the day and then went out and played at 8 o'clock or what, it was 5 o'clock to 8.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They did the Tonight Show. You get to go home or you get to go do another gig.
Yeah, whatever you want to do.
Still go home and don't have to get on the bus.
You know, Barney Kessel... played with Mahalia Jackson, too.
Yes. I'll tell you a great story about that. When we were in Hamilton, Ontario, we were playing up there, a place called The Grange. It was a Chinese restaurant. Don't ask me why it was called The Grange. And we would get through on at night, and we would drive like crazy to get home because there was a Buffalo, New York television station that signed off with Mahalia Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
And once in a great while, but we just dug Mahalia anyway, we would run home like crazy. Because sometimes you would have Shelly Mann, Red Mitchell playing live, and Barney Kessel would be playing live, and they had these little film things.
Yeah, they'd play a little film of Mahalia doing a different thing each time?
Yeah, each night, yeah. And once in a while, Barney would be on those things. And I remember Shelly Mann and Red Mitchell that played with Andre Previn and My Fair Lady album. And we would run home just to watch the closing thing on this Buffalo station. And people would head for home and have a party from the club, invite people in and say, we got to hurry.
Got to get home?
Run. And why? And we would get in, run up the house, turn on the television set, and these people were sitting there ready to party and drink, and we were turning on the television watching Mahalia.
Yeah, Mahalia Jackson.
Getting a little religion before we had a party.
I've heard that about you musicians. Anyway,
think around 1972?
77 or 82. We're not sure which one I can find out because Lowell Lehman and... Charlie Proctor and those guys were there. I think Lee Norfleet brought one of the amplifiers in for him. And
now he's getting to Brazil, the meat of the melody there.
Yeah.
And it wasn't called Brazil originally.
No, he mentions the name. And it was in fact, Leonard Howard said he got an arrangement shipped to him from South America called Brazilian Waters, Spanish name, and he couldn't play it. Said it was just one of those hard arrangements.
Too difficult.
And he said a few years later, he heard the same thing. It was called Brazil.
Mm. Let's listen to a little bit more of Kessel. This shows his stuff. This is from Muskogee, a rare recording made of one of those... is that a disc recorder or a wire recorder? I guess it was
a little handheld. You know,
good quality.
Real to reel, yes.
Let's listen a little bit of it. Oh, yeah, he goes on for a while here. He's playing alone, right?
Yeah.
Just him.
It was a clinic he did, and like I said, everybody showed up to watch him. And
well, I tell you what, we're going to have to come back some other day about that, but we have a couple of the songs we want to get in here by Barney Kessel. and a couple of other amazing facts as we salute Barney Kessel this hour, so don't go away. We have a...
Did he write a lot?
Oh, he wrote quite a few numbers. And
good, well, we'll do that next. We're saluting Barney Kessel this hour, Muskogee jazz guitarist, famous worldwide. Here's why. Well, you're right. That's a pretty good little music selection there, Bill Carter. Barney Kessel from Muskogee. And he wrote that.
He wrote that. A few other cuts, too. We'll have to, like I say, come back.
Well, we're going to do some more. And so that many. Rare recording that you have from Quill Music or from wherever he did that, maybe it was the Holiday Inn, we're not sure.
We'll find out next time. We'll play that whole side because he talks and explains the chords and playing guitar and talks about Muskogee and being raised around here and where he worked, and it's quite an interesting tape.
Yeah, we'll put that on one of these nights and go through it and play all or most of it anyway. Barney is still alive. He lives over in Edmond. He had a stroke. He was inducted here to the Oklahoma Music Hall of Fame, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, somewhere along
there. Yeah, last year.
Last year. And, in fact, I don't know if you knew this or not, but he used to do a Sunday morning radio show on the college station there in Edmond.
I did not know that.
And play jazz and talk about his stories, and they were really neat. I don't know why public radio didn't pick that up.
I don't know. Like I said, he's played with so many people. He has so many great stories. One of my favorites is there's a video out somewhere called Jammin' the Blues. And it's, they called him in, and when he got to the session, it was nothing but black people.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you know, what am I doing here? And they said, we didn't care about the color. We're looking for the best musicians. Well, they started to film it, and they sort of had to hide him in a corner in the shadows to make him look blacker for the film. And he thought it was quite funny because they got a close-up of his hands, and they put berry juice on his hand so he would look more black.
That's amazing.
But this was in 1944,
yeah,
you know, before
right.
Civil rights. So.
Yeah, in fact, they used to have a whole circuit of black films, and
yep.
That's probably one of those.
One of those films.
I know Stormy Weather, the great song, Lena Horne in 42, when she did that, it was a black movie.
Oh, yeah. That's a great movie. You mm-hmm. see, it got some great stars. I think Fats Waller's in that thing. Bill Bojangles Robinson's in there, and mm-hmm. Rochester's in it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they got the great black. But see, Barney, basically, around here, as I've said before, played the devil's music, the jazz and the blues, and played mainly with the black musicians around Muskogee.
Well, we talked about that a lot, a couple of times, about, you know, Muskogee's halfway between Dallas and Kansas City, so every major band stopped here back in the 20s and 30s at least.
Jerry Pippin!
And we have Bill Carter with us. Barney Kessel, we've been saluting for the past hour. Let's get back to Barney Kessel here, and we're on the web. Good to have you listening. My web site address is www.jerrypippin.com.
This was quite surprising. I was on, again, the Internet last night looking around two things, and I found where Barney played with one of my favorite alto saxophone players, and I didn't know it, and I went up to my CD collection, and sure enough, there it was. It's the Paul Desmond Quintet.
Now, that's the guy I played with Dave Brubeck.
With Dave Brubeck, and I had played this tape so many times, never looked at the thing, but Barney Kessel's on this, and there's, befitting the weekend, there's a thing, this has Voices Choir with it, too, but it's called Garden in the Rain, and it's quite a nice little thing, and he does some nice little guitar work with Desmond, of course, and Desmond is just, as they said of Desmond, he sounds like a good dry martini.
What's he play, alto sax?
Alto sax.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's listen to this. Pretty lush stuff there.
Yeah, nice.
Okay, Barney Kessel.
Well, you keep calling me and ask me to find things. And I know, I love for people to come by and talk music with me and come by and see the collections.
Good.
I can still get it in there somehow.
Yeah, right. And by the way, any parting words about Barney Kessel? We've pretty well covered the bases, I think.
We've covered pretty well. Like I said, that one tape I have, we'll have to play one evening because he really talks about the soul of guitar and chords and talks about stories about Muskogee.
One of these days I'm going to have to ask you where you got that tape. That's a pretty good coup. We'll find out about that later. Hey, thanks very much, Bill.